This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Shutdown, but it does not diminish our leverage or our determination on the Democratic side to meet the needs of the American people. Democrats are united in our determination to get the job done. We are unified for a better deal, better jobs, better pay, and a better future.
All right, Nancy Pelosi announcing that the shutdown is over, but has a twist on it with a slap at Donald Trump. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, with you for two huge hours to discuss some of this and some of that, and there's a lot of it in between that we'll break down. Most of it, the shutdown is over. So President Trump signs a bill to keep the government open until February 8th. What you want to know is how the shutdown ended. Bob Ney joins us now from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio. Bob, first of all, how are you?
I am good, Kate. How are you doing?
Crazy but good. So it has been crazy about what's going on. I am really crazy. It's been crazy what's happened here, but they voted to you know, reopen the government. So what did it take for this to happen?
Well, it took a great big blink, and that was by Chuck Schumer and the Democratic leader of the Senate, because, you know, it's portrayed that way. I mean, I think beyond a shadow of a doubt, he made the decision, you know, to do this, to restore and open the government up. I read very carefully the press release, Kate. I found it quite interesting because Chuck Schumer said he was guaranteed, promised a vote on DACA, the Dreamers legislation, and by Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader. And when you read Mitch McConnell's response, he was like, yeah, well, you know, we're going to do a vote. But when it came to the other Democratic senators' response, they publicly said, well, we didn't get as firm a commitment as we wanted from McConnell, but it was enough to reopen. So I think that there was pressure on both sides. The Republicans run the place, Kate, so you and I talked before, they're responsible, but a lot of heat was generating. Now, whether this is completely accurate or not, but all of a sudden there was comparisons that, well, you know, Schumer was willing to shut the government down over immigration, but he wasn't willing to help the funding for the troops, and, you know, that whole thing started. Like I said, it doesn't matter how much is reality. The perception is out there. I think they're starting to get a lot of heat and going nowhere.
Yeah, boy. So now February 8th is the deadline for the next time around over this hump. Are they going to get this thing done?
Well, yeah, yes, sir. Well, there are two issues that are separate. One, you know, will they get the vote on immigration? I assume they will, you know.
Yeah.
And there's Republicans that do like the idea of helping the Dreamers. But then again, if it passes the Senate, does that mean the House does it? How long will that take? I don't know. So will Schumer expect that everything is done before February the 8th? I highly doubt that could happen. So I'm thinking there's going to be two separate issues now. DACA is not, the Dreamers legislation, immigration reform, is not going to be a priority that they, you know, are not going to keep the government open February the 8th if that hasn't passed by that time. I think that's kind of out of the picture. So the other issue is cutting some kind of deal. And on that one, I mean, if you're the Democratic and Republican leaders and you're in the middle of a midterm election of 2018 and it's February the 8th, do you really want to start doing this every 3 weeks to 4 weeks? You know,
no.
I think they're probably going to have a mutual advanced destruction deal where let's take it, you know, through the election or close to it or something like that.
Yeah, no kidding. On another On another note, which, of course, this whole government shutdown thing is the biggest, but the Justice Department is saying they're not going to leave any stones unturned. They're trying to figure out where these 5 months' worth of missing texts went from an FBI agent who was pulled from duty last summer from the special counsel's investigative team. And the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, says, we're going after this. Where are these missing emails? Do you think they're going to really find them? Yeah, Washington is good at hiding emails.
And tapes. We have a history of 15 minutes of missing tapes years ago. You know, this is a pattern. And
yes,
things are hidden. But, you know, on this one, here we go, emails. You know, can everybody ever running for office throw away your computer? You know, just do that. But on this one, these are missing months' worth. And they're kind of crucial times because of communications. And, of course, it all leads to was the FBI, you know, internally after Trump and, you know, and all of that. And these have something to do with it. And they came up missing. You know, the FBI says it's an electronic deal, some upgrades on computers. But they're going to have to go back and if they're text, well, then go back to the, I assume, to the communications company and try to see what was, you know, what was text off of these phone lines. And if they're emails, then I think they're probably out there in outer space somewhere, you know, and trying to find them. Yeah, this is a big deal. I mean, this thing is just going to continue to melt down.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then there's just one other thing. How about this infrastructure deal? You know, that was one of the things that Trump ran on. And I was just reading a story about the plan and what they're trying to draft. And they're saying that 25% of what the proposal is would go to rural areas. I don't know. The biggest 50 would be the incentives, like grants for state, local, and private investment, I guess, in core infrastructure. How bad is it out there?
Oh, it's bad. I was on the last infrastructure bill, Kate, though. I was on two of them, and they are wonderful things. You want to talk about both parties being able to throw your labels away, hold hands, and sing kumbaya. They're perfect. And the last one that I was on was 2006. At that point in 2006, the numbers of the crumbling infrastructure and bridges and everything else under the sun that locals and states couldn't handle was enormous. So even if they put together, you know, this a huge piece of legislation with all this funding, it will barely skim the surface. It will barely be able to satisfy the need out there. We drive a lot. We have more cars. We have more infrastructures, more bridge use, more use of highways, crowded highways. It doesn't stop. So it's a big deal, but it will just begin to address the problem.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. All right, Bob Ney, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So it's interesting. So 3 days of a shutdown, poof, it's over. And is there some bipartisan common denominators happening, all these negotiations on the floor, behind closed doors? Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are going to be able to show up for work. Woohoo! On Tuesday. So pack the lunch. It's time to go back. I mean, in the end, that's what happened. You had 20 bipartisan people, basically, that created this breakthrough, and if the government is open just for a few more weeks, well, then it's a few more weeks, and we're back to the same old thing. I mean, look, it's the push-pull over health care, the tax fights, it's all of that, and there's not very much room to negotiate. There wasn't much room for the Minnesota Vikings to negotiate. We're going to talk about the setup to the Super Bowl coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Eagles beat the Vikings 38-7. Definitive, dominating performance. They claim the NFC spot in the Super Bowl. The Patriots, in the meantime, somehow, boy, those poor Jags, they played their butts off. Tom Brady and the Patriots found a way to win. So they, once again, win the AFC Championship, and it's going to be the Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. This is kind of a rematch, although different quarterback, different players. Tom Brady, however, was part of the Super Bowl crew that beat the Philadelphia Eagles. So this is going to be pretty interesting. And the Super Bowl is being played in Minnesota. A lot of disappointed Minnesota folks. But as a girl who grew up a stone's throw away from downtown Philadelphia, yes, I am so tired of people trashing the underdog people from Philadelphia that just get slammed. We get hammered. So to me, it's exciting. Will they win? Who knows? I mean, good for Nick Foles. He threw for 352 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and Zach Ertz, my man, with 8 catches and 93 yards. I was loving it. Eagles are the winners and the Patriots, and now it's time for the Super Bowl. We'll see where all that ends up. But, boy, pretty interesting. This is not the scenario a lot of people thought they were going to see. And to be fair, as somebody who also does a show on NBC Sports Radio that's syndicated for all of the people listening to me on America Tonight, I know many of you are aware of that. I talk to all of these football players from these teams, you know, here and there. And it's interesting because my prediction... You know, it's funny, my prediction was that the Eagles would get to the Super Bowl and everybody thought I was insane, except for that Carson Wentz is a great quarterback and had that chance to really have a good sophomore year, which he did, but he gets hurt and then Nick Foles goes in. You know, underdog, understudy, there is something to that. So I was surprised that this game between Minnesota and Philadelphia wasn't close. I really was very surprised by that. But the Vikings made too many stumbles and fumbles, and they just could not come back at all. They had no life, no nothing. And the Patriots and, like I said, the Jags, a much different story. What happened in that game worth a little bit of a re-rack because the lore of Tom Brady is so deserved now. I mean, and really Bill Belichick, who love him, hate him, whatever, this guy certainly knows how to win. They're down. Jacksonville is looking really good, and you're saying to yourself, I know I said this. You know what? You can never think that they're not going to get back in this, that they're not going to come back, because we've seen this show before. So Brady had a hand injury. He threw a 4-yard touchdown pass when he had to make the throw to Danny Amendola with 2:40-something on the clock and rallied the Patriots to that comeback win. I mean, Brady had a black bandage on his right hand after needing stitches to close a cut that happened on a play that was practiced earlier in the week. And, you know, Brady said afterwards, "I've had worse." So he had a great game. It's the 8th Super Bowl appearance for Brady and coach Bill Belichick. They've won 5 times, including the big rally over the Falcons last year. And boy, the Jacksonville Jags led 20-10 in the 4th quarter, but they just could not fend them off. I feel so badly for the players on that side of it. It had to be rough because they were so, so close. But close doesn't count. It's about getting to the Super Bowl so they get there once again. And trust me, we'll have a big nail to score for this one. Let's go out to Dan listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, darling. Congratulations to you on your Eagles. I did not think they could beat the Vikings, and I lost big time.
Yeah, boy, it's crazy, huh?
But I'm voting for Nick Foles and crew, and I'm an Eagle fan in this one. I want to see Brady fight the big one.
Yeah, me too.
Okay,
and I think a lot of people are saying that. You've seen it. There's a funny, just so you know, Dan, and everybody listening, there's a funny little, like, sort of meme that's going around the internet where the whole map is green and it says, this is who the people are rooting for in the Super Bowl, and there's only one little part of it that's red, which is, of course, New England.
Of course. Now, don't worry about the situation that's going on there in Washington, because the Democrats realized that it was a losing proposition touting this, bringing in all these illegal aliens at the expense of jobs for the American people. And also, don't worry about the infrastructure. There is going to be so much money coming into this country. $250 billion was just announced by Apple, I think it was, or one of the
mm-hmm.
companies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one company. There is thousands of companies that's got money parked overseas that this new 15% tax is going to come roaring back into this economy. It's going to put money in the coffers of the government like nothing you've ever seen before. There's going to be enough money for union employees to have jobs up the yang-yang. We're going to have to really, really, really stretch to find enough people for all the projects that's going to be going on. this country is going to boom like there is no tomorrow. But another time, another thing for the thing I want to talk to you about on the Internet, but I'll do that on a later date. And last but not least, congratulations to you for you having all the faith that you have had in your team. I wish you nothing but the best, and I'm voting for the Eagles all the way to take it away from Brady and crew. And God bless you, Kate. And say hi to your husband for me.
I will. Dan, that's awesome. I love that sentiment. Exactly. That's what happened. It's true. I did have faith in the Eagles, and I did think the Eagles had a chance to win it, but not the way they won it. I mean, it's crazy how things happen. I love the fact that they're the underdogs. You know, my pals from the Dallas Cowboys know the Cowboys have been underdogs. People can barely remember that because it seems as though they're such a dominant team. And a lot of people thought the Cowboys, this was going to be their year, but I think with what happened with Ezekiel Elliott and the suspension for the six games and everything else, that absolutely, dampened what was going on with the Cowboys. And Philadelphia played really, really well. It was a crazy thing. People get excited about their team. People go and they rally and scream and everything else, especially because, like I said, people were wearing dog masks because the really overwhelming favorite was the Minnesota Vikings. So a Philadelphia Eagles fan became pretty famous and went viral when he tried to rally subway passengers for the playoff game, you know, where he was waving his hands and he was running, and he was trying to catch the subway. And he slammed into a pole. He slammed into a pole. He's trying to get people excited. So Jigar Desai said his pain was erased with the Eagles' 38-7 win over the Vikings in that championship game. You can catch that on whatever search engine you go to. It's worth it. It's just punching Eagles fans slamming into a subway pole. And he was heading to the game when he was watching the Patriots beat the Jacksonville Jags in the AFC Championship game. And, he was this 42-year-old Eagles season ticket holder. And he just got pumped up watching a group of Eagles fans on a train headed in the opposite direction. He got them excited. He was wearing an Eagles jersey, and he was waving his arms, and whoops, there's the pole. I don't know. Any of you ever run into a pole? I did it once when I was skiing in Vermont in a very chilly, icy place called Killington. And I'll tell you, I was not a great skier, but I thought that it's, you know, when you get that confidence because your skis are going in the right direction and then you realize, oh, boom, against the pole. So that's exactly what I thought of when I looked at this poor fan smashing into the pole. I thought, wow, that's just like me on the slopes where I shouldn't have been when I smashed into the list pole. The fan's okay, by the way. I don't know, maybe a little embarrassed because everybody and their brother has seen this video. We come back, letters, lots to talk about as we dive into the mailbag. If you want to flip me a call, you can, 855-266-5283. See you in a minute.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Oh boy, do we have a ton of mail. Thank you. And let me just dive right into the mailbag in just a second here. But I do want to tell you something pretty exciting. My book, because I know some of you are aware of this, and there'll be more announced about it, and I thank all of you who figured that out. But I have a book coming out called Deal Your Own Destiny by Forbes Books. They're publishing it. And I had a great opportunity to meet Steve Forbes. You're going to hear that interview on Forbes Books at Bedtime coming up tomorrow on tomorrow's show. And we talked about all kinds of things, including Bitcoin. And what a pleasure it was to get a chance to hear him speak and to chat with him. I gave a TED-like talk at the Authority Summit for Forbes Books. And what a thrill that was. And I know some of you found out because you sent me notes about it, so I'm just handling all of that and saying thank you for those who did. And you will hear the Steve Forbes interview on our next show. Let's move ahead to this one from Jeff, who says, Kate, this whole government shutdown, not shutdown, who's the big bad idiot for the Democrats or the Republicans. I mean, give me a break. 3 days of a shutdown, a day off for people working in government offices, and now it's just a punt, let's face it, until February 8th. Are they going to make some kind of a decision? Well, 3 days was nothing like the last time around, but the bottom line is there's still the really wild sack race going on between the Democrats and the Republicans that, for some reason, where it's just straight and you move ahead and it's the feet that get you jumbled up, it's everything that gets both of these parties flailing in the wrong directions. So the Republican majority now has basically, what, 16 days to prevent the DACA thing from happening, so to prevent the Dreamers from being deported, I guess, is what Senate Democratic leader Charles Schumer is saying. Senate Democrats came together with Republicans on that short-term funding bill. That's how that happened. So, you know, this whole compromise on immigration, border security, a broader budget outline, well, okay, so that was what became the great equalizer, I suppose. And the government had been partially shut down since 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. That was after senators blocked a bill that would have kept the government funded for the next month. Bottom line is this whole DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, is the big thing. Remember, this was the big announcement that Trump was going to end that. And there are Democrats who are saying, well, no, that can't happen. If that happens, then we no sign. We no agree. And we're not going to agree to it. So what happens? I wish I could totally read the tea leaves. I think the idea of just having another shutdown doesn't seem like the way they want to go. Republican strategist Rich Galen said it's hard to even assess how any event will affect the businessman kind of turned president, which is Donald Trump. You know, this is a guy who worked with Newt Gingrich on shutdowns, you know, showdowns with President Clinton in the mid-90s. Because people are talking about, oh, the shutdown, that means approval ratings will junk in the trash. And I think it's more about the same old, that nothing, that image that we all have in our heads of, so little is happening. How is it possible that we keep coming back to the same place? You know, I feel like Bill Murray sometimes when I crack open this mic and I'm repeating myself and it's Groundhog Day and I have no clever material. It's because the people who are running Washington, a big chunk of them, are like the same people that we've elected over and over again that tell us the same thing. It's their walking, parroting sound bites. You know, this is a reason why Donald Trump became the president, because so many were tired of the same old sound bites. There has to be something better out there. All right, so the answer is we don't know. Let's move to this. Let's go to Kid, who says, Katie, did you read that horrible, horrible story? Not to bring up negative, brutal news, but did you read the story about the Ohio guy that says he dumped his wife's body in the river after he went to Graceland? Are you kidding? What was that about? I only know that they were married for a long time, and supposedly that was her wishes. And she was ill, I believe. The thing that I heard is that they were searching for this woman. Her husband said he dumped her in the Tennessee River when she died during this trip to Graceland. Because she was a big Elvis fan. She wanted to see Graceland before she died. So the husband tried to fulfill the wishes. The doctor said he didn't think she was in good shape and couldn't survive that kind of a trip, an 11-hour trip each way. So they left and tried to do it anyway, and there was these like conflicting stories as to where they stayed, what happened. The husband said she passed away in Kentucky, and he's changing his story. And boy, It just seems crazy. He says that his official story was that he checked in and out of a hotel and put her in the river. He said to the Ohio police he put her body in two large plastic bags because she wanted to be cremated when she passed away, and her ashes sprinkled to be returned to the earth as soon as she could be. So he said he thought it would be better to put her in bags and return her to the earth by putting her in the river. Oh, my, oh, my. There's so much more to this story, and this is not a good thing for him. No charges, though, have been filed against him because as all this is being investigated, they're just trying to put the story together. Ohio lawmakers say no crime happened in their area, so what are they going to do? Meanwhile, others are trying to find this body that he supposedly dumped, and it just is so sad to me. So, yes, I did see that very, very sad story. I did. Let's move on to another one. How about this? This story is about the flu, and the story is that Joe sent me this, but he wasn't the only one. I got a note from Cynthia as well saying, what's up with the flu, basically? Joe said specifically, I feel like I am dodging and weaving. I'm like a weeble moving all over the place, not trying to get near anyone. Nothing infuriates me more than when my coworkers come to work and they're hacking and coughing and sneezing all over because this flu has been god-awful. I pray, Ms. Delaney, that you do not get any version of this flu. Well, thank you, and I hope those prayers are answered. Being on an airplane, people were wearing masks, and I was thinking, boy, maybe I should have gotten a mask. The latest from the CDC is they're not saying it's a flu epidemic that's historic or anything, but that there just is a lot of flu, and it's very serious because of the deaths that have happened. And they're terrible. I mean, sometimes to these healthy people who get it, these weird strains. And are the flu vaccinations, are they effective? The hospital rates, the hospitalization rates for the flu are highest among people over 65 because the hardest hit groups are adults 50 to 64 after 65 plus, and then children under 4. So they might have underlying conditions, heart disease, respiratory problems, that kind of stuff. But then this flu thing makes it worse. The severity level is, is just crazy. And 9 million to 35 million illnesses, all these hospitalizations, the people that typically die. No one wants a flu pandemic. I'm raising my hand. I hope you are, too, because it's scary. It's scary, and it's scary when people come and hack up when they really should be home. And the high levels of influenza, if we were to look at state maps, Texas is very high, and California is very high, and Nevada is very high, and I mean, I was just trying to think, where is it not that bad? Vermont, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, people listening to us there, D.C. But boy, you jump around this board, and I've had a board made, and it's pretty bleak. It looks like an election map when you're on the winning team, not the losing team. The losing flu, ugh, makes us all blue. All right, this one last one, I'm going to squeeze this in quickly. This one is from Jake. Kate, did you hear that Danica Patrick is going to do the Daytona 500? Yeah, she's going to drive for Premium Motor, I guess, at the Daytona 500, just a one-race deal. She retired from racing in November, and the same time she announced she'd race twice more, the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500 in May before calling it a career. And she says she couldn't have written a better story about how it would all fall into place. So she'll be back in the Go Daddy Green driving the number 7 Chevrolet. Wouldn't it be wild if she won? And the odds are stacked against her. What if she did? What if she did? Odds and Ends coming up here on ATN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And besides, after 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and slave. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Final segment for this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. Sweet. Awesome to be back behind this microphone after a wild trip to Charleston, South Carolina. And a big shout out to all those peeps in Charleston. I don't know about the rest of you, but you know when you travel somewhere and you try something different, like an oyster or two, or how many of you are a fan of grits? Grits and shrimp, the best. Ooh. That is, I mean, I always kind of threw the idea of eating grits out the window. But the way they make them in Charleston, I got to give them some credit. It's pretty good. Now, I've never had them in New Orleans, and I know some of you are listening to me there, and you may make them just as wickedly bad as they do, and that means good. But boy, that was a treat. I had to run an extra couple of blocks to work off those grits. Very sad news to talk about from the world of entertainment. Neil Diamond announces he's retiring from touring. He's got Parkinson's. So just days before his 77th birthday, he said that the doctor's order said, you know, no. You got to think about this guy, hardworking guy, 5 decades and pretty popular. His song Sweet Caroline, the anthem practically for the Boston Red Sox and for others, people playing it, etc. So he released a statement on his website just announcing the diagnosis, and it means that the third leg of his 50th anniversary tour canceled. And he said he's disappointed and was reluctant to do that and apologizes and, you know, all that. And he said the ride has been so good, thanks to you. So the third leg would have taken him to Australia and New Zealand, and he sold out venues all over the U.S. and Europe, and he'll be at the Grammy Awards. He's been named by the Recording Academy as a recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award, along with Tina Turner and the Queen. But that is sad news, the Parkinson's diagnosis. And, you know, Parkinson's, like so many other things, none of us, let's be real, none of us want to get some horrible form of cancer. None of us want to die under any of these, some of these horrific diseases that we hear about. And what are the treatments for Parkinson? You know, they're trying to advance the stem cell treatment. And if you look at an explanation for Parkinson's and the symptoms of what happens, it's different for everyone, but it's a long-term, usually degenerative disorder of the central nervous system, but mostly it affects the motor system. And I've had friends who have had Parkinson's. When I was in college, a good friend of mine, Susan, her gorgeous father had Parkinson's, and it was tough to understand what he was saying, but boy, did you try, because you just really liked this man. So Neil Diamond with this horrific disease, and they say early in the disease, the most obvious things are shaking and slowness of moving, difficulty with walking, thinking, behavioral problems, all that kind of stuff. Dementia, of course, can become something that's thrown in when it's more advanced. And then you've got anxiety and depression and, you know, just tough to see people go through Parkinson's. I mean, there's no cure for it. It's just about improving the symptoms. There's different medicines that you can take for that. And, of course, diet, like everything else, what kind of diet is it? But I was reading some statistics, and they say Parkinson's disease typically occurs in people over the age of 60, of which about 1% are affected, men more than women. When it's seen in people before the age of 50, they call it early onset Parkinson's. But I was looking at the life expectancy of someone with Parkinson's. You think of Muhammad Ali and how long he had it. He really beat the odds. But the average life expectancy is 7 to 14 years. Somebody else famous, of course, who was really trying to raise awareness about it was Michael J. Fox. And supposedly Michael J. Fox isn't doing so well, if you believe any of the accounts, I guess, that are out there. But, boy, it's just rough to see that. So sorry for Neil Diamond, who I never saw in concert. I don't know about any of you. I like some of his music. Sweet Caroline, I definitely like that song, but never got a chance to see him sing it in person. Speaking of singing it, I have to come back around in odds and ends to the fact, in case you just tuned in and you were off somewhere Friday when the shutdown happened. The shutdown is over, but funding and immigration fights are still there. So that hasn't stopped. It might not get resolved. February 8th may mean another shutdown, and they really did this bipartisan thing because they had to figure out something, and I don't think they wanted it to completely fall apart. So, as it was described in a couple of the accounts that I read, the negotiations didn't go the way of Lord of the Flies, since the Senate managed to pass a bill that will reopen the government and fund it through February 8th. But Susan Collins, the main Republican, her office was called a little Switzerland, apparently, for some of those bipartisan powwows about passing some legislation to fund the federal government for a few weeks. And that's, you know, what the name of that game was. But I still go back to thinking of February 8th and wondering what we're going to see then. Are we going to see a return to panic and tick, tick, tick? Now what do we do? I mean, that's the problem. Oof, the worst. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And if you're a Bitcoin fan, something we're going to talk about with Steve Forbes, Bitcoin tanked 11% to fall below 11,000. And it's interesting because there's a ripple effect. It's the third largest digital currency by market capitalization. And the price decline came as more details started to pop out on cryptocurrency regulation in South Korea. They've been trying to limit excessive speculation. The South Korean government said they're going to collect 24.2% of corporate and local income taxes. Sweet. From the country's digital currency exchanges. Not so sweet. Who wants to give up their dough? Nobody. But they're seeing it. They say it's a potential move towards taxing cryptocurrency transactions. So what would that mean for Bitcoin anywhere else? Bitcoin trading in South Korea accounted for 4% of trading volume. The Japanese yen had the largest share, accounting for 37%. The U.S. dollar had about 33% of Bitcoin trading value. So isn't that interesting? I've had a lot of people ask me about digital currency lately and what I thought was going to happen with Bitcoin and where it was going to be headed. Cryptocurrency, I think there's really a plan to try to maneuver cryptocurrency into more of the vernacular, not just as a kind of a sidebar thing. A sidebar thing. Sad for some people if they don't get in and they have no shot at it. Maybe happy for others if it doesn't go anywhere. Speaking of happy, they might be a little high on this. Vermont became the 9th U.S. state to legalize marijuana. See ya.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.